Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England report. Inmates of the Massachusetts Department of Correction can decrease their sentence by a week by getting the COVID vaccine. According to Carol Meachie, the department's commissioner, receiving the vaccine is valuable to rehabilitation, which is why the inmates will get earned good time. Inmates will receive 7.5 days of earned good time after reading and watching educational material about the Moderna vaccine and then receiving both doses. So far, over 3,500 inmates in Massachusetts have received their first dose. However, according to the department, about 22% of prisoners refused the shot. Massachusetts is one of the few states to offer inmates the vaccine in phase one.
Police believe the man who crashed his motor vehicle into a Hobby Lobby Tuesday morning may have done so intentionally. An eyewitness who was spreading salt outside the store said he saw this car spinning in the parking lot and then accelerating toward the building, according to Police Chief Kyle Hegney. Afterward, the same witness said the driver backed up and accelerated into the building again. No one was injured, and the store was closed at this time. Additionally, the building's structure remains intact, although the entrance needs repairs. The driver was taken to the hospital, and the car is currently being analyzed as part of the investigation. Agnes told the Sun Chronicle, quote, "This was not a case where a foot slipped off the brake and hit and gas," unquote.
The Boston City Council has done its part to avoid a special election if Mayor Marty Walsh steps down in the weeks ahead. Following the presidential election, Walsh received the nod to be Secretary of Labor for the Biden administration and will step down in the event he is confirmed by the Senate. However, if he were to step down before March 5th, a special election would be triggered, as per city rules. That's something the council, voting advocates, and others are looking to avoid as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, with in-person voting posing a potential public health risk. On Wednesday, the council approved a petition to avoid said special election. The petition, first filed by Councilor Ricardo Arroyo, would eliminate the need for a special primary and election this year, in favor of only a regular primary and general election. The vote was unanimous, with 12 councilors voting in favor. Councilor Asabi George abstained from the vote, citing her own campaign for mayor. The petition now has to be signed by Walsh himself before it's passed on to the state legislature and Governor Charlie Baker for final approvals. In the event Walsh resigns, City Council President Kim Janey would become acting mayor until a new mayor is elected.
After a one-car crash Wednesday morning near 407 Monson Road, police are investigating what led to the crash. The unnamed driver's crash was reported around 1:30 a.m. Police attended the scene and found the driver with severe injuries. Captain Edward Lennon said the driver was rushed to the hospital, where he was then pronounced dead. Wilbraham Police, State Police, and the Hampton District Attorney's Office are looking into what happened, and the driver's name is not being revealed until the family is notified of their death.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced new details about the COVID vaccine rollout this Wednesday. So far in Massachusetts, over 650 residents have been vaccinated, with another 120,000 appointments to be made available this week, according to Baker. In response to residents' complaints about the rollout so far, Baker said he understands everyone's frustration and is trying to make improvements. These improvements include updating the vaccination website to be searchable by zip code and setting up a call center to field vaccine appointment requests. He also emphasized patience as the rollout ramps up. However, the vaccine rollout has faced criticism past just its sign-up process. Lawmakers in Western Massachusetts sent a letter on Monday to the Baker administration calling attention to the inaccessibility of vaccine sites to older residents and communities of color west of Worcester.
Relentless coastal flooding caused by a major winter storm Monday into Tuesday left parts of Cape Cod severely damaged, including in Sandwich, where a home collapsed onto the beach when its foundation failed. Strong floodwaters weakened the foundation of a home on Salt Marsh Road, leaving its deck collapsed and garage and house off the ground, according to a report from WHDH. The residence was previously damaged during a storm back in December. Demolition crews reduced the home to a pile of rubble on Wednesday after it was condemned and deemed uninhabitable. This is just one of three houses on that particular street that suffered extensive damage from Monday's nor'easter. Michael Potty, the home's owner, told WHDH, quote, "This is the only place I have. This is what I call home. I live here. I've raised my family here. It's difficult to think what's going to happen, end quote. On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Grobman, and James Paleogopoulos, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and your national section will be right up next.